I know he loved music. You know, I'm like, what can I do to make him, to make his day special? Because he's special, you know. He deserves it. You know, they say give somebody your flowers while they're here. You know?
Yeah.
He definitely deserves his flowers.
Hello and welcome to Leading Ladies, Past, Present, Future, an interview podcast produced by Heap Entertainment that champions the stories and careers of women in entrepreneurship and entertainment. I'm Antoinette Westcott, your host, here with my co-host, Renee L. Page.
Hello, everyone.
On our show, we speak to women who have trailblazed a path and carved out a space for themselves within the industries that don't traditionally afford them a seat at the table. Through these conversations, we hope to inspire listeners like you to pursue the career you want while making sure you have the right resources and advice to help you succeed. This week, we have Tiffany Kinchler-Lowe joining us. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hi, welcome. Tiffany. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
It's so glad to have you here today.
Yes.
Tiffany is a Compton, California native and a well-rounded community leader with an entrepreneurial heart. Tiffany started multiple businesses and is not afraid of taking on a new challenge. Since its 2011 conception and its official 2020 birth, Inzola Hands Party Rental has brought smiles and joy to communities that means the world to Tiffany. Named after her beloved departed mother, this company manages to keep Tiffany and her community uplifted and intertwined. A mother of a beautiful young daughter, a sister to six, and an inspiration to her community. We all need to brave ourselves for what Tiffany will become. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you.
What? Well, I'm glad to you're here. Where was the inspiration for the party planning company?
My mom. We always have parties because it's always been a lot of us. And then my grandmother had a lot of kids. So it was always a party. Mm. Party, 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 party.
Birthdays, holidays.
It just didn't stop. And that's how I came apart with the party planning. We used to do a lot of decoration for people and just throw gatherings together. I started off with the little bitty popcorn machine and everything was little and doing t-shirts and stuff long time ago. And
what was the t-shirt the first business that you started?
Yep, I started my Real Ladies of Compton. It was a movement. Hmm. Something to bring back the girls in the city. We was doing ladies night, family night, family friend fun days, just to bring us together. And I would give picnics at the park, and I bought a machine, and I just started making my own clothing line, which was Real Ladies of Compton, Real Men's of Compton, and Real Kids of Compton. And we did sweaters and shirts, and then, you know, people start requesting me to do like family reunion shirts and pass away, RIP shirts. And I just started doing everything. But I started off taking pictures. I used to want to be like the TMZ in my neighborhood.
Paparazzi.
So it started off as RLOC TV, but you know, you see the reality shows out here and I'm like, I don't want that. But people already think that because we was from Compton. So we had a film and production and everything. I was working with this guy named Mr. Mack, and I just didn't like where it was going. So we backed out and I just started doing my own thing, you know, with the positive thing that I wanted to come out of it, which was, you know, getting our families and friends together and doing things. I didn't want beef and being recorded on TV because they already know that part about Compton and the ladies and things that's born and raised from Compton. But it's a lot of us that, you know, made it, that's doing good things for the city and doing good things for themselves. So But, you know, if you're not a celebrity and things like that, you really don't get recognized. But I'm okay with, you know, I like what I do, regardless if I'm recognized or not.
Well, we're recognizing you now.
We're recognizing you now.
We're going to get your name out there.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
And I want to come to some of those parties, some house parties, barbecues.
I just had a 90s party, a 90s skating party. I just turned 39 December 13th.
Okay.
I just gave a big old Sagittarius bath because, you know, a lot of people passed away. It's a lot going on.
Okay.
And it turned out nice.
Good.
From COVID?
COVID, you know, the streets.
I can relate.
Violence and just violence.
I'm from Baltimore, so I can relate.
Right. You know, working in a hospital, you know, I just went back 2 weeks ago. I've been off for 7 months.
Oh, I'm jealous. 7 months. What does that look like?
It was beautiful because now I'm ready to go back. You know, I'm happy to go to work now. And I guess it was like a lot working in there, taking care of the patients and dealing with my own problem.
Right.
It was a lot. So I feel better now that I had that little break.
Okay. Sometimes you need that. You need the break. Yeah. Then you can come back refreshed. Mm-hmm.
Did a little overtime and stuff. So.
Oh, look at you. That's my, I love that word, OT.
So on top of all of these additional businesses, you also have a regular job.
Yeah, I've been at Kaiser 8.5 years as a CNA, nurse assistant, part-time. Yeah, I work nights, but that's something that keeps me going.
Awesome. And well, how do you think growing up in Compton has molded you?
I think it molded me in the right direction, the direction that, you know, that the path that I'm going, because, you know, I meet a lot of people. Especially in the hospital, I meet a lot of people, you know, they'll never think, oh, this girl's from Compton, you know, this sweet old lady from Compton helping you do this and that. You know, when she talks to somebody and you hear their story, you really feel where a person is coming from. I've seen a lot, you know, I've seen poor people, I've seen rich people, but...
Did you have any role models for yourself growing up or that you look up to now as the mentor?
You know, my aunt, the one that told me about this show, about you guys, Cass, she's been a big role model forever. She always did the right thing, you know?
Yes.
Even with me, being a part of Kaiser, you know, I was out there wild, doing my own thing, you know, hanging out, clubbing. She said, girl, you need to go get your CNA license. And, Kaiser can hire you. And, oh, I can't wait to Kaiser hire you. And then Kaiser hired me and it totally changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do what you used to do on the streets and still going to hospital, taking care of people. People look at you like, I just seen you. So, you know,
getting your life.
Yeah. So my aunt Michelle, she's a big role model. Like she's been a CNA at Kaiser for 22 years. Mm-hmm. She just got her RN license. She still work at Kaiser. So big role model. You know, when my mom was sick, she was my right-hand man. She took care of my mom, and she showed me how to take care of my mom and the signs and things. And she's one of my big role models, you know. Good person.
If you, looking back and over your, whether it was going for nursing or the different businesses you started, is there one thing that like you would give advice to someone, a younger, for a younger female generation, of how to go about doing that, or what you learned to mentor someone else?
With the nursing part, we all human, no matter if you're rich or poor. So you always want to treat somebody how you want to be treated. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. True. Definitely.
So, I might get emotional, y'all, because...
That's okay. That's okay. Let it out.
So I just try to treat people the way I like to be treated, you know, because you never know when your light's going to turn off and when you need somebody at your lowest point. So I always be trying to tell my friends or my homegirls, you know, everybody ain't your friends. My mom used to tell me that a long time ago. And now I see.
Yeah, I had that happen to me in high school. Like right off the bat, I was a freshman. My brother was a senior. And I went to the last two, this was the third new school in a row that I had gone to. And so I didn't know anybody. And I went to private school. And then my brother was one of the cool guys in high school. So everyone knew him. He had gone to public school already. And all the popular girls started making friends with me. And, you know, the pretty girls, the popular girls. And I'm like, wow, this is weird. And it just happened so quick. Well, I realized like a couple years later that all of them, the cool clique, only were my friends because they wanted to get to my brother and his friends and the hot guys that were older, the cool guys. They wanted to go to prom with them. And it was like, all they tried to do was hook up with them. And so it was, so our house was the party house after school every day.
Yeah, that's how this house is over here, my little party house over here. Especially since I came to, you know, with the business and Zola's Hands Party right now, you know, so it's hard because I don't like to make enemies with people, you know. But since I got this party business, it's like, I lost a lot of friends.
Well, lost friends? Like, they should be hiring you.
No. Yeah, and went to party. Yeah. You're my friend.
About 30 friends from 30 years, and just like we party, we used to give parties together, but you know, people rent parties. They like, they never rent it from me, but you know, God do things for a reason. So that's how
you feel like this. You feel like since you started your party business, that the people that you party with are not utilizing your service.
That's like the number one thing. My support comes from strangers, and I appreciate that.
You know? And it's always like that. It's always like that.
But when the support comes from the family and the homegirls and stuff and the homies, it's always like, how do you borrow something from a party place? Like, how do you borrow a tablecloth? How do you borrow a table? How do you borrow a ring light from somebody who have a rental company? And some people don't respect your hustle, and I understand that, but I'm gonna do it. You know, if I got it to give, I don't mind doing it. That's why it's my business, because if I feel like blessing somebody with a free party, I can do that, which I do all the time, you know, bless people with things for their wedding or, you know.
But that's on your choice, not
asking
for a handout.
Yeah, so it's hard, but I like what I do, and I'm gonna keep doing it because it's in the memory of my mom, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So like in the for the production companies, have you done like set design and everything?
Huh?
for like the production company, and you said that you had, do you do set design also?
We were, because he were coming to my house and he were bringing his camera and stuff, and I always tried to keep my little apartment like entertained with lights and stuff, and you know, set it up what I see on TV, because I used to always want to be in the set and film and stuff back in this, you know, on the stage, but you know, only got to like see that part when I go see like, say for instance, Kendrick Lamar and The Game and DJ Quick. Like I just went to their concert, you know, so.
That's I love Kendrick Lamar. Love Kendrick Lamar, love him.
We grew up in the same neighborhood.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell him my favorite song is DNA.
DNA. Yeah, Kendrick is a good person, a good, you know, you never know what, you know, what somebody gonna grow up to be.
Oh, definitely.
I done watched a lot of stars come from our neighborhood, and I'm happy about it. You know, everybody doing things different. You know, you got rappers, you got actors, you got, like in my neighborhood, I'm probably the only one with a little party supply store.
Okay.
So, it feel good that I can party and make money and have fun and take care of my neighborhood, my city, you know, and I meet a lot of people, so.
Keep going.
Yeah.
You have to keep going. And eventually the people that are not supporting you, eventually they're going to have to support you. They're going to support you. And I mean, I had going through doing my businesses and small business, I used to be like, oh my God, nobody supports me. And I just had to say, you know what? I just have to keep on doing it. Eventually they will support me. Right. So you have to keep going. And trust me, people, they see what you're doing. They just don't hit the like button. But they see you. Okay. So, and then it's about networking, getting out there, getting out your comfort zone. Like for example, you know, you're getting into the technology now. You're going to need that for your business.
Right.
So that's something that you're embracing, technology, using the Zoom, using the recording. Right. So that's something else that you're getting.
Right.
The technology, and then adding that to your business, because just imagine some of your customers, you could talk Zoom, or you can do business faster with the technology. So, you know, getting out your comfort zone and using a computer, because your daughter's not going to be there all the time. So
I know. all around, I caught myself taking her out, her iPhone and her iTablet or whatever that thing called. I had to give it back, so I don't know what to do with it. I'm like.
Man, you should have given the iPhone back.
No, she needs the iPhone.
Yeah, you should have given the iPhone.
Being a single mom, you know, like she's 12, so
okay.
Yeah, I can remember when I was 12.
Yeah.
And you know, I just want a little bit. I want different. I don't want. I just want different for my child.
Yes, definitely.
You know, like she's not allowed to take a phone to school.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy, but she's about the only one in her school don't have a phone because of, you know, of some things that happen and things. So that was my.
So does she get picked on for that?
Did she get picked on for not having a phone?
Yeah.
She say the teacher say everybody take out their phone and take a picture of whatever phone
the ball. I like that.
And then she said
that sounds like something
with her teacher. And she said, Mia, I said take a picture. And she said, I don't have a phone, Miss Belfer. She said, teacher put on blast. Oh yeah, everyone. Mia doesn't have a phone because, you know, she was being disrespectful. She wasn't paying attention in her grades. And then she said she was embarrassed, but the lady sent me a thank you note.
Wow.
Because she said, my daughter, she said, I don't know what you did or what you said, but whatever you did or whatever you said, it worked.
Okay.
So her B's and C's and D's turned into A's and B's with just like that. And I'm like, hey, okay, no phone.
She's more focused. She's more focused. So she just gonna have to take notes.
You know, everybody's on TikTok at the bus stop. You better get in one of their videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, like she's out of school for a little break, so she's with my sister. So I'll let her take the phone, you know, but when school starts back, put it right back on my desk and go do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. My one niece is 12.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's on that thing way too much.
Yep.
Texting her friends. They're doing this thing on Snapchat where they just like take a random photo every day and they call it a streak. So like so as long as you do it every day, it's like streak 28, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, so
like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of challenges is going on around with these kids, the young kids and stuff. I don't know if you guys heard about that young girl.
Which, what?
15-year-old holding the breath until you pass out or something like that. They
holding the what?
Holding your breath.
Holding your breath.
Wow.
Until you pass out. That's what
this is on the phone?
Huh?
What is that, on TikTok or something like that?
Yeah.
What?
And a little girl did it in the bathroom a couple of days for Christmas. Her mama home, daddy home. She in the bathroom dead. Because she doing the challenge and stuff, so.
What?
Wow.
I'm trying to be a little more, yeah. Because these kids, it's just, girl, you're like I wasn't 12. And I wasn't a normal 12-year-old.
Okay.
You know, I was with the homies. I was outside, you know. I wasn't a normal 12-year-old, so you know, I like where she at. She danced, she know how to flip and stuff. I never knew how to flip and none of that stuff.
The backflips?
Yeah, she does it all.
Is she in cheerleading?
She used to be until she started, you know, growing. She started getting knees and this and stuff. And I'm like, shit, I might put my daughter out there shaking and baking in front of all these people. So she said, Mom, what, can I be a clown dancer? Yeah. I think about it, Mia. I seen clown dancing come to the party. And kids was cussing up the cell, just woo, 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 beep, 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 beep. I said, all right, that's out.
Okay.
I don't know what the kids do when we're not around.
Yeah.
So I was trying to tell Mia, man, and we live in like the project. I'm in like Long Beach. This is like the projects to me. So
I live in Long Beach. I live in the projects.
I live in a North Point in the Parkwoods.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know the area. Me neither. I'm still new to LA, so yeah. I still need the GPS to get places.
Yeah, me too. I'm new to Long Beach.
Yeah, forget about Long Beach. I'm still trying to figure out LA.
Yeah.
But no, I've been over here off of Candlewood and Paramount for almost 9 years. So I haven't had no problems, you know. And I like to keep it like that. Go and mind my business. You know, I get customers in here, but it'd be kind of hard, you know, dealing with customers where you live at.
Yeah. But so, then your role model to your daughter, showing her how to be an entrepreneur, how to keep it going, so that's good that she's looking up to you, looking at what you're doing as her role model.
It actually, you know, being a business owner. I started with her. I was when I first got my CNA license in 2008. I didn't have kids, but I had her in 2009, and then I was working at this convalescent home. And then they fired me on some like racist stuff because I was pregnant, but found out that you was pregnant, but you were still working there. So, you know, they told me, like, you need to get your lawyer because there's some discrimination going on, like, and I did. And this lady took my case, and I ended up winning the case. And they asked me if I wanted to go back, and I told them no. So I won the settlement, and I started Mia's Candies, which was a candy house, but I was selling burgers and seasoning, whatever. So I lived in an apartment building. It was only 7 units. So I would always try to get what everybody needs so they wouldn't have to go out and get the little things and things. So it ran for 4 years.
Was that your first business?
Yes.
That was it. Mia's Candies?
Mia's Candy. So but you said burgers?
Mia's
oh, Sunday. I would like that.
Yes, we did it, everything. Yep. And then I started with the Real Ladies of Compton in 2011. Then I added on Real Kids of Compton and Real Men's of Compton. Making t-shirts and, like I said, everything. And
are you still doing them? Do you still have that?
Yeah.
When I have my, the Real Ladies of Compton is just my paperwork and everything, not up to date, but everybody know.
Oh. You know.
Yep.
Sounds like a bike club. Like sexy.
Everybody say that. Whatever they need us to support at. That's okay. What I look at it. You know, if the bike club invite, like, you know, hey, ladies, come, can you guys come and support? I'll put it out there. And if the ladies want to go, I'll make us some t-shirts or whatever. We'll go out there and support.
So what is it? Nonprofit organization that you're supporting, like the kids or back to school, that the Ladies of Compton are helping, is that or mentorship?
What did support nonprofit, profit, whatever. I guess that's my problem. I need to like get it together because I just like supporting. You know, okay. I was doing a lot of events. You know, just from the kindness of my heart, but when they're in Zola's hands, you know. It took me to a different stage, and I don't know, it's really blessed, you know. Like I said, I wasn't working with Kaiser 7 months because I was working in Zola's hands. And that's probably, you know, that's what took care of me and my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's nice when your part-time job can replace your full-time job.
Yeah,
that's nice.
You only work 2 days a week at Kaiser, so.
But still, 7 months, I can't even go 7 days.
Yeah.
So you talking about 7 months. I'm like, what does that look like? So yeah. I'll probably lose my mind off for 7 months.
It's pretty nice.
No, it was, like I say, it's a lot with the party store, like. Mm-hmm. I've been learning a lot. Like I just added the tacos catering to my business to do tacos.
Oh my goodness, what? Tacos now?
They've been asking like, do you got the taco thing? You got the taco thing? No, 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 no. But then.
Okay, you're going to have to run through all your businesses because you keep just coming up with more and more.
Well,
so do you remember them all?
The taco thing is more like with, you know, because when they rent parties, and they'd be like, oh, do you know somebody do tacos? I'm like, dang. Oh, do you got porta potties? Oh, do you got this? So I try to stick to what people need. Like I just did my friend had a brunch and she wanted to serve funnel cakes. So I say, well, you know, I got the funnel cake machine. She say, no, I need you to make them. You know, so I serve funnel cake for 2.5 hours and these grown up thought they was at Knoxbury Farm. They was wrapping them up, putting them in their tray. I was like, "Is they serious?" But you know, you gotta go to Knoxbury Farm to get a funnel cake, or somewhere out far. Well, they had a little houses and stuff around, but I just like having things. Like I just did a movie night. I did a drive-in at the park that I grew up in, and we set up the whole concession stand. Just gave people in the neighborhood and in the city something to do. And it turned out nice.
What was the movie?
The movie that we showed was Meet the Black.
Okay.
The House on the Door.
Okay.
I had it on a 30-foot screen.
Oh, she does big.
I charged $25 only because $25 a car, but with your car, you got up to 4 snack packs, you know, your choice of nachos, hot dog, policy. We had it. It's like a real.
Oh my goodness. When for do 25, you sleep?
Yeah. Wait a minute. For 20. So if me, Antoinette, Joel, Nancy came together in one car, I would pay $25 and we would get a full pack.
You get four
hot dogs, nachos for $25.
Uh huh.
When is the next party? When is the next time? Because I'm coming to that.
I'm gonna let you guys know because I'm supposed to be showing. I don't know if you guys heard of Compton Finest.
Okay, again.
Compton Finest. It's a movie.
Okay, I'll come find out
yet.
Yeah, my homeboys they produce it, and Tony Cox. He a producer of a movie with in Compton.
Okay.
And they want me to show the movie at Gonzales Park and things. So.
Okay.
I will keep you guys informed on the next
one. That's exciting.
It is.
Congratulations.
Yes.
It'd be different things. I don't sleep. I sleep sometimes, but.
Who needs sleep? You sleep when you want.
Right.
Right, yeah. You don't make money when you sleep in Antoinette.
Well, it seems like she's got so much going on.
Yeah.
I just gotta get your daughter. I just got to get the money part. You know, that part is hard, but I'm going to get there. I'm pretty sure the rest of these people, didn't come.
You think Richard Branson or Oprah sleeping right now? No.
Probably sleeping right now.
No.
Not at 1 in the afternoon. No. Come on, Renee.
No. But what I'm saying is they're not sleeping. They're thinking creating new businesses. They're not sleeping. But we're sitting around talking about, oh, I gotta sleep. No. Yeah.
No, I don't. No. No, I'll be up.
Yeah, we're up now.
Looking at people, like I said, I know a lot of women that, like you said, people don't really know about that's really out here doing their part.
Yeah.
Like, it's this one lady. Have you guys heard of Hollywood Hair Bar?
No.
No.
I'm cool, but her name is Tiffany Dean, and you guys, that's a story.
Oh, okay.
Is that a blowout hair salon or something?
Yeah, she's from the city. Her mom used to be, I think, a dress designer like Patti LaBelle and them and get them ready and stuff, but Tiffany herself, he has Hollywood Hair Bar, and it's like for hair, help your hair grow and things like that. And she became very successful off of it. That's a story.
I noticed that you was looking at my hair when you said her hair bar. Like
what? She was looking at me.
I need it done. No, she was looking at my hair.
No,
you know how somebody say you need would you like a mint?
You're silly.
I know my hair needs to be done.
I thought it was done.
What?
That's how my hair needs to be done. But no, I was just saying a story. Her, she have another. That's somebody, I look up to her. Back to where you guys saying role models and do I look up because I remember her asking years ago, like, hey, does anybody, any entrepreneurs want to, use their own clothing line? You know, anybody paying attention to you back then? Like, she ain't talking about nothing. She ain't talking about nothing. But now she like the Beyonce in our area.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I'd love to meet who you look up to.
We need to start hanging out in Compton. That's what we need to start hanging out in Compton.
That's the hustle.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad right now. I wouldn't want you ladies to come to the hood right now.
I'm from Baltimore. So I would feel at home.
It's just a lot going on right now.
Okay.
A whole lot. Yeah. So, but we I'm about to give this event. It's called What's Your Hustle. That's my next project that I'm working on. Okay.
Sounds like a book. What is that?
It's going to be a pop-up shop. It's going to be in Zola's Hands, Real Ladies of Compton. You know, those are my two girls right there. So in Zola's Hands, Real Ladies of Compton present What's Your Hustle. That's giving everybody a chance to come out to meet and greet, to show me what you do, to show just Because like you guys, we all do something, but I don't know. I didn't know you did this. I didn't know you did that. Like I just gave my friend a birthday party. He comes to me, he says, Tiffany, I want to have, he turned 50. He don't have family. He's another one. He's a producer that produced music. Got a story, you know, man, you know, so he have a lot going for himself. So I gave him a, he said he wanted to have a party. So I gave him a little barbecue, had the man to come up, barbecue. I set up as a stage, but by him being a producer, I know he loved music. You know, I'm like, what can I do to make him, to make his day special? Cause he's special, you know, he deserves it. You know, they say, give somebody your flowers while they're here, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely deserve his flowers.
Rick Ross said that.
Mm-hmm. He, this man, he's like a brother to me. He definitely deserves his flowers. And I'm like, all he wanted was some barbecue. And he gave me the money to do whatever, to cook, whatever, but I just had it all set up and I set up a stage with a, it looked like a backstage concert. I gave him a concert. So I got at all these artists and things. I even got at Kendrick, but he didn't get back at me. And it was short notice, you know, but he had over 20 people to come out. Hey, can you do me a favor? You want to perform for Dollar P birthday? Dollar P birthday. And they all came through and they performed and it turned out so nice. It was a concert at the park.
Wow.
So I'm gonna give this What's Your Hustle? And it's gonna, I'm gonna have some performance. I'm gonna have all these concession stands and we're gonna meet, we're gonna greet, we're gonna.
When is this going to be?
Yeah.
I wanna go for like the summertime.
Okay.
April, because I'm also talking about with my girls about doing a jazz festival, an all-white jazz festival, just music.
Oh, and, you know, that'll be beautiful.
Love jazz.
Yeah, just.
Yes. Poor Kaiser, you're not going to have time to go to work.
I know. <That's> one day a week.
Yeah, not even that.
I'm trying to get it, but they, you know how Kaiser is. What? If I could be the whole 7 months I was off, I'm like, y'all don't want to fire me. But they called all day, every day. But like, I go back tomorrow, you know.
Now, okay. Now, let me ask a question because I mean, this is like kind of a teaching point of what we're going through because you said about Kaiser firing you. I mean, are you comfortable explaining as far as how it is affecting the world now, what we're going through far as with the pandemic?
Well, they made us get the shot. Well, right. They made me get the shot. So that's was part of the reason why I was laid off for the 60 days.
Okay. And you got the shot. You got the shot now, right? You
didn't had want to. Yeah, didn't
okay.
want to.
Okay. But I did. Okay. Which do you think that it should have been? I mean, what should now? Let me ask the question. So, by you being a business owner now, was it to a point where you're like, you know what? I have options now. Now that you have a business and you said your business was able to sustain you, you like me, I don't have options. I got to go to Kaiser, right? So, if they tell me, bark at the dog, I mean, you know, come to the door and jump and say, ruff, ruff, I got to do that because I have to work. But you said that your business sustained you for 7 months. So actually you had a choice if you wanted to go back to Kaiser or not, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a powerful position to be mm-hmm. in, you know, where a job can call you and beg you to come back. And I just think that is just as a entrepreneur, a business owner, that is just the pinnacle of your business when you can sit at the phone and say, no. Another week. So how was that for you? What made you say, you know what? I'm going to give Kaiser another chance because they didn't give you, you gave Kaiser another chance, not the other way around. What well, did that question make sense?
I like what I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay. Okay.
I really do. Just the CNA, you know, Kaiser paid me $30 an hour. You know, like.
Wait a minute, $30 an hour? You make more than me. Really?
I'm serious, Renee. But, I mean, I've been there almost 9 years. You know, I started off at 16, 10. You know, so with me working nights and things, it's about the 30. But I like what I do. And I know.
It's admirable.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, what if it was me?
And yeah.
I know what staffing, and I know what it, I've been in 9 years, so I dream that place. And I, you know, I know my mom is not here no longer, but it's somebody else's mom that is.
Have you gone to another company, or you only work for Kaiser?
No, I don't know. I worked at Kaiser. I worked at Centinella, little convalescent. I've been at a lot of convalescent homes, but I always did my own thing on the side. I always had my own patients.
Okay.
Majority of my patients come from Kaiser. I don't know how these.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you, okay. But mm-hmm. I always enjoy. So I know I've worked with you several times, and yep. it has always been a joy working yep. with you. Every time I see you, I'm like, yes.
Me and Consuela.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What, you got to tell this story? What's going on
No. Consueller, like I said, I've never, for some reason, like when I worked with you, Consueller.
Oh, yeah.
They always say, oh, the CNA's always back there with Renee. I don't know if it's because I was acting silly, but you all love, we always had that symbiotic right. relationship. We worked in tandem. Yeah. Like every time I saw that, like if I got floated to your floor and I saw you, I was like, yes,
right,
have a good night, because you were an excellent worker and you took good care of my patients, because my yeah. patients are VIP patients. So, right. and you always, I could always count on you getting it done. We worked together. So you are excellent. So you love what you do and you're good at what you do. So
yeah.
I mean, thank you. I mean, I don't know if I said it when we worked, but I appreciate working with you, because you made me look good as a nurse. And people forget that you made me look good as a nurse every time I worked with you. So if I didn't say it enough, I'm saying it now publicly. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you did. For the patients and my patients. Thank you.
No problem. You mm-hmm. welcome. Aw.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of travelers, and I've been gone for 7 months, so I don't know nobody. And they don't know me. And you know, they're only there for 2 days, 3 days, and then I guess they're gone. But
yeah. Oh, they gone now?
They've been leaving. You know, a lot of people don't like the way things are getting worked out in there and things is going. So, you know, I'm not in that. I just do my eight, make it great, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
They, you know, they took the 12 hours away from us about 6 years ago. We used to come in, all of us used to come in, but we got bidded out. But
the thing is the two days a week versus full time, you would have to do 5/8 a week. So mm-hmm. the two, then you can work your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I don't think I could have done 8 hours, because I love being off for 8 days.
Well, see, I'm off. Like right now, I'm off 7 days. See, I only work 2 days. Then off the 5, and then I'll go back to 3 days a week, and then I'm off 7 days. This is my 7-day run right here.
Oh.
So I don't go back until Friday.
Tomorrow.
So I was off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, mm-hmm. but I picked those days up. And then I was off 7 days, you know, so it works perfect. And then where I keep my equipment at for my jumpers, like I only have 3 jumpers. I have enough. I've never had nothing that nobody wants to, you know, for their chairs and tables. Like I got just enough.
Okay.
You know, I learned to where I can deliver a jumper by myself, and tables and things and stuff. So
what is a jumper?
The bounce house that the kids jump in.
Did you know, Antoinette?
That's the only thing that I could think of.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm like, I think that's what she's talking about.
I didn't know.
We have three jumpers.
Thank you for asking.
We have I have a bounce house jumper, and we have a castle for the girls.
Wow.
And then for the boys. And then we have a unisex one, like a big old obstacle. And we call it.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
How long does it take to set that up?
On about 30 minutes, once you get your tart out there, get your jumper back there, roll her up.
Okay.
So you're a Wonder Woman.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I need a Wonder Man now.
No,
all right, manifest it.
Well, she ain't gonna have time for it. She ain't gonna have time.
She's scaring these mans away. I'm telling you, they just.
No, Tiffany, you don't have time. You're not scaring them away.
I have a lot of time.
Really? No, he needs to be in the home cooking, cleaning while she's doing all of it.
I got some stool on.
That's what he needs to do.
When I get off the phone, I don't know, but I can tell you this. With, you know, I have been getting closer to God.
Yeah. That's good. That's the only man you need.
Yeah. And I think he like, the girl talking to your man, you get distracted. You be forgetting about me. you think you need a man, but
man,
I've been okay. That's why I said, let me get dressed. At least I can feel like I'm going somewhere, right?
You look nice.
Yes.
Thank you for getting dressed for us, looking nice for us.
No problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, we want to thank you for being our guest and being a leading lady. You are leading everything. Everything that you're doing is
I have some
beyond
things for you guys. I worked with a lot of people, successful people that's really out here.
Okay.
And I would love to, you know, for you guys to hear there. I like spreading the love, you know. This is definitely new to me, and I know they will be like, they will love it. Like, I just have a friend, one of my best friends just opened up her boutique.
Okay.
It's
called Ladies V Boutique, and just remember, like, yesterday, she like, I want a business. And I'm like, well, get a business. You're like, what I'm going to do? Yeah. I don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
She said, I want a boutique or something. I said, there it is. She's like, what? Lady Vic Boutique.
Yep.
And she opened it. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome.
And then October the 16th, which was my daughter's birthday, that was like such a busy day because I had to set up her red carpet and her grand opening and things. And then I gave my daughter a surprise birthday party because she wasn't going to have nothing because she was, you know, that situation from school. But then I had the conference with the teacher and she was showing me as great and she was just talking about me and things. And then she showed me his paper and she said, I was like, ooh, I said, who wrote this? And the lady said, well, mom, you gotta forget they haven't been writing in 3 years. Everything's been on computers. And I had to think about that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because her handwriting looked like I say, oh no, we gotta fix this, but I'm glad it was caught to my attention, you know. So things is better, you know. Like I did my daughter party, then them clown dancers she wanted to be. I said, you ain't gonna be one, but I surprised them. They came to her party and stuff. She got out there and danced. So the apartment building was just sold up with people because we served funnel cakes. My homegirl said, how quick these people coming to get funnel cakes for their grandma and their dead uncles. And they, it was, you know, I love seeing people.
That means they're good.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry.
I know. Funnel cake was my favorite.
Yeah.
Whenever y'all ready, y'all more than welcome.
I'm ready now. Funnel cake.
Yeah. Set up margarita machines. Like, oh. I always have my own party here. So.
Okay.
I'll take care of the margaritas.
Yeah. And she said she's in Long Beach.
We can do an inception. I'm down.
Oh, hey. You only got to tell me once.
Well, can you go ahead and give us your handles or how people can reach you for any and all, or where to find the best way to contact you for everything since you are doing it all?
Everything.
Well, you can find me at Kaiser on Nights, not for real. I'm on Instagram. I'm under Real Ladies of Compton. R-E-A-L-I-D-I-E-S. What's that? O-L-C-O-M-P-T-O-N. It's Real Ladies of Compton, Tiffany Kentrell. I have a Facebook, Tiffany Kentrell, because I use like my personal with my business. I pretty much don't, because everything that I do is me, it's real. It's like, you know. So I do, and then we have the Enzola's Hands account with Instagram.
Okay.
Enzola's Hand is I-N-Z-O-L-A-H-A-N-D-S. And then that's Instagram. And we also have a Facebook page, Enzola's Hands.
Awesome. What else we got?
We have a website, www.enzolashands, I-N-Z-O-L-A-H-A-N-D-S.com. My phone number is 424-224-8027. You can reach me or text, or you guys can send us the email to enzolashands@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. So we will get in touch with you, and I hope everyone goes and contacts her for all of your needs, and don't bother her at Kaiser, please. We don't need that.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in for this week's episode. For more of our content, you can follow us on our social media at HeapEnt. That's at H-E-E-P-E-N-T. And if you have feedback, questions, suggestions, collab pitches, or anything you want to tell us, you can reach out to our team at heapent@gmail.com. That's heapent@gmail.com. And until next time, continue being a leading lady.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks, Tony.